You have to take care of yourself first before you can start thinking about what's next, before you can start dreaming about that next opportunity, before you can start learning new skills, implement new job search strategies to go to that next level. You can't pour from an empty cup. Welcome to the Career Diet Podcast, hosted by me, Anna Baleva, a world-recognized career coach and LinkedIn Learning instructor who's helped thousands of professionals discover and land their dream career. This podcast is for ambitious professionals like you, looking to create a career that supports your personal goals, growth, and lifestyle, not the one that requires you to sacrifice them. My mission is to help you see the power you hold in your career and help you become the star candidate every employer is searching for. Think of this podcast as a personal career strategist in your pocket, and leave it up to me to provide you with the tools, tips, and resources you need to make job search fun and turn your dream career into your reality. Thank you for tuning in today. Can't wait to see how your career and life shift. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Career Diet Podcast. Today's episode was actually inspired by one of my students, Samantha. She asked me about how to stay motivated while you're job searching. So she talked to me about how when she initially started working with me and she joined the program, she was very excited and motivated and really wanted to make changes in her life and in her career. But over time, she started to lose that motivation. And that's something that we talked in our coaching with my students yesterday. And I felt like it's such an important topic to talk to all of you about because this is so common. That's exactly what we'll dive into this episode. I'll share 5 actionable steps to rediscover motivation in your job search. Now, first, I'll share a bit of a personal update, and it will be a perfect segue to step number 1. Over the last week, I had family visiting. Some of you might know that I live in Canada, in Toronto, and I actually am the only Canadian in my family. Most of my family lives in Europe, and I have an older brother who lives in the US. So that is someone that I'm probably the closest to in my family. I see him every few months, and he has a family. He has 2 young kids. So we really try to go out of our way to go visit them. And this was the first time that they come to visit us here in Canada. So we had a full house here. It was really busy and loud. And I feel like I will definitely need to take this weekend to recover a little bit and kind of regain my strength. And something that I was thinking about while they were visiting was that I'm not a parent myself yet, but I find that parents are just superhuman. I am feeling pretty tired just after this 1 week with 2 kids, and I am always amazed by how parents do it every single day. If you're a parent, I want for you to know that this is your superpower. So the time management skills that you have, the empathy, the patience, the communication skills, the project management skills, the level of those skills that you have is really unmatched. And if you are a parent, please don't hide it. Please sell it in your job search. Tell employers about it and tell how that makes you a much stronger candidate, a much stronger professional than someone who maybe is not a parent. And I know that there is a lot of kind of stigma around it and that some employers may not like it. But what I want to offer you is if an employer doesn't like it, you sharing that fact about yourself is probably a good thing because you won't end up with an employer who doesn't see the value in the skills that you bring, in those additional skills that you bring as a parent. And this is actually something that I remember we did with one of my students, Anastasia. A few years ago now, she is a mom to 3 kids, and she was worried. She was quite senior. She was a director at a large bank, and she was worried about how being a mom would stop her from continuing to grow in her career, from making a big pivot. And we reframed that fear for her into her selling point. And she actually started talking about it in her Tell Me About Yourself. And one of the points that she would bring up in the very beginning of the interview would be the fact that she's a mom and how that makes her much more motivated to grow because she wants to be an example to her daughters. So I went on a little bit of a tangent here, but I just wanted for you, if you are a parent, to know that this is something to talk about, to share. And if you are an employer, if you're ever in a position to hire, if you're ever a hiring manager, please hire parents because they're just so, so impressive. Let's dive into the episode. A lot of job seekers start job search with a lot of excitement for what's next, for what's possible for them. They're dreaming about this next opportunity, this next role. But then when you don't necessarily see the results right away, and I want to be very clear here, when you don't see the results, it's typically when you're not landing interviews or offers immediately, you tend to lose motivation and momentum. And this happens especially often if you already have a job and it's not necessarily bad. You know, you're meant for more, but you might be a little bit too comfortable in this role. So there's not a lot of urgency to it. And if you already have a job, you have other life priorities, you have family, you have friends, you have errands, you have just life, adding job search can feel overwhelming. So in the beginning, it's exciting, and then you're not seeing results, and then other things get in the way, and you lose that momentum. And that's how for a lot of people, job search takes years, really. I see this all the time with people that I work with. They come to me and they say, yeah, I've been on this journey for a couple of years now. And I want you to know that this is normal. Look at the number of people at the gym in January versus March. So how do you keep going? It's partially habits and partially mindset shifts. Let's talk about the 5 steps to rediscover motivation to job search. Step number one is to assess how you're feeling physically. I have noticed for myself that when I feel like everything is coming crashing down, when I'm not getting much done, even though I'm at my desk all day, I'm still not getting much done. And then I'm starting to question everything in my life. I'm starting to question my career, my business, my entire existence. It's typically because I'm tired. So I want for you to ask yourself, am I tired? Am I burned out? Am I overworked? My friend, it is okay to take a break. You have to take care of yourself first before you can start thinking about what's next, before you can start dreaming about that next opportunity, before you can start learning new skills, implement new job search strategies to go to that next level. You can't pour from an empty cup. Just like a lot of ambitious professionals, I don't do well with resting. The way I was raised was that rest is not productive. Rest is not getting you to your goals. It was never okay growing up where I grew up to watch TV and watch something silly. If you're reading a book, it had to be something that quote unquote benefits you. So it's either classic literature or it's self-help. It always had to be some sort of material that is teaching you something. It was never just resting. It was never just watching a movie for pleasure. It was never reading a book for pleasure. It had to be productive and beneficial. And I have noticed this a lot with my clients. They're also ambitious, and a lot of them have very similar conditioning. So when they're job searching and it's taking maybe a little bit longer, they feel guilty to take time off. They feel guilty to rest on a Friday night, or they feel guilty to take the weekend off and really recover. If you aren't all familiar with Maslow hierarchy of needs, you know that unless your basic needs are met, so food, shelter, rest, until you're physically feeling good, it's really hard to go to that next level in that hierarchy and start thinking about fulfillment and dreams. When I personally am in a position where I have a goal, but I feel like I'm not moving towards it as fast as I want, and I'm lacking some energy and motivation, here are the questions that I ask myself. Are you sleeping enough? Are you moving your body? Are you exercising? Are you eating well? Are you resting? Are you socializing? Now, I have noticed for myself that when I am tired, I try to take a step back from all types of socializing and just really be home alone. But I bet you have experienced moments where you don't want to go somewhere. Maybe, again, you want to stay at home, but then you go and catch up with a friend. And then you're walking home, you're like, yeah, I'm so glad I did it. I feel so much better now. You need to be very conscious of who are the people in your life who do that for you, who make you feel recharged after you've been around them. And final question that I always ask myself is, are you doing activities that fill your cup? So for me, going to the park with my dog is something that fills my cup. For me, reading a silly book that doesn't quote unquote benefit me on the couch for a couple of hours is something that fills my cup. So those activities might be different for you, but you need to make sure that no matter what's going on in your life, you have time allocated for activities that fill your cup. And by adding those activities on your schedule, it might mean that you will have to say no to something. Maybe running less errands that week, maybe not seeing family. Something has to give, but you have to add those activities, those cup-filling activities on your calendar. Because once again, you cannot pour from an empty cup. So this is where you always have to start. When you're losing the momentum, when you're losing the motivation, how are you feeling physically? Are you filling your cup? I started this episode by telling you about my family visiting. So what I'm doing this weekend is resting. It probably will be a lot of reading and time outside, probably by myself, maybe with my dog. And even though I took some time off and I feel like I may be a little bit behind with some projects, I know that unless I rest and recover, it's impossible for me to keep going and to be as productive as possible with those projects. Rest is good. So this week, I want for you to find at least one activity and do that activity that will feel good, that will feel good for the soul, that will make you feel rested. All right, step number two to rediscover motivation for job search is to reconnect with your why. I want for you to look back at you thinking of, okay, it's time for a new opportunity. What was your motivation behind it? Why did you start this journey? And I want for you to take some time this week, because as you know, I'm big on taking action. I want for you to take some time and visualize the end result. So that dream opportunity, you're jumping up and down, you're so excited. Where are you working? And it can look like really diving deep into exactly what your workstation looks like. Is it your desk at home? Is it a cool office downtown? What are you working on? So what does your day look like? What time do you start? What time do you finish? What kind of tasks are you doing? Are you just by yourself? Are you with a team? Are you meeting clients? What are you wearing? How are you feeling in that new opportunity? I do a visualization exercise with my students inside the Star Canada program, but you can do this on your own as well. And again, book some time on your calendar this weekend. And I always say to do this visualization when you're feeling good. Maybe it's you grabbing your favorite cup of tea, or maybe going to a coffee shop where you're just feeling inspired and excited, doing that visualization from that energy. Okay, so reconnecting with your why. Step number three is to break down your job search into manageable steps. So I want for you to ask yourself, what is realistic? What is realistic for me to do in a day, in a week? I want for you to be really honest with yourself here, because I started studying burnout last year and I learned something really interesting. And it's that most of us tend to add too much stuff on our to-do list for the week, and it's work, and it's personal, and it's errands, and we don't feel good unless we finish everything on our to-do lists. But I don't know about you, but I never finish everything that is on my to-do list. And when I look at my calendar for the week and I think about everything that I want to accomplish, I know when I set those goals for myself, I know that they're probably not realistic and it's too much, and yet I still do it. So if you're anything like really most people and like myself, you probably will set slightly unrealistic goals for the week and for the month for yourself when it comes to job search. dial them down a little bit. So it can look like just 30 minutes a day or 30 minutes a week, an hour a week, 2 hours a week. What is realistic? And then I want for you to look at your day and really book that time on your calendar when you're going to be doing job search activities. And I know that for myself, what I used to do, I would bring my personal laptop to work and I would step out during lunchtime. I would go to a coffee shop across the street and I knew that I had about an hour every single day, Monday to Friday, to work on job search. So I was getting at least 5 hours in every single week. Now, I knew that for myself, when I come home after work, I still want to go work out. And then it's already 8 p.m. There's just no way I will have the energy to do anything job search related. So see what works for you. Another strategy I tried in the past was I would come to work early. I had to take GMAT to go to business school over a decade ago. So it's been a while, but I was working full time and I was also young. I had a lot of friends. I wanted to do things and go out. And I knew that for me to make sure that I'm getting enough hours of prep every single week, the best time to do it is to come to work early. I would come to work 45 minutes to an hour before everyone else. It was quiet, but it also felt like the right setup because it felt kind of official. So I would spend my morning studying for GMAT. Again, see what is realistic for you, what is going to work for you, and a schedule that you will realistically stick to. Another tip that I have for you here is to attach job search to an activity that you enjoy. So this is something that actually my life coach suggested to me when I was telling her that there are some parts of my business that I just keep procrastinating on. And she suggested that I book a time. So again, we're putting this on our calendar. And then I treat myself. So it can look like going to a coffee shop, getting a nice latte with my computer so that I know that once I'm done with this task, I can enjoy my little coffee. It feels different. It feels special than just sitting at home by myself. This really depends on how you work and what gets you going. But I really want for you to be, again, realistic with your schedule and what you can actually accomplish in a week so that at the end of the week, you're not beating yourself up for not doing much, because this week it's only going to be an hour that I was already planning to dedicate to job search. So I accomplished it rather than not having that specific goal and feeling like you're not moving forward. All right, step number 4 is to celebrate your wins. Most of us tend to only celebrate the big wins. When it comes to job search, it can look like, hey, I got an interview. I'm so excited. So you feel really good that day or that week that, oh, I have an interview coming up. Or you feel good when you get an offer, obviously. We only tend to celebrate the big goals, right? Achieving those big goals. And it typically, because it is a big goal, it typically tends to take some time to get to the big goal. So it can look like weeks or even months. And that's applicable to anything in life. While we are on the way to that goal, we typically don't feel very good because it feels like we haven't accomplished it yet, right? So we don't really have much to celebrate. A lot of us go through not just job search, really through life, feeling like, dare I say it, like a loser, because again, there's not yet much to celebrate. Of course, you lose motivation while you're job searching, right? There's not much to celebrate yet. But here's what I want for you to think about. Once you get the job and you start working, your goal will change. So your next goal will be to get a promotion. Probably won't happen in the first month. Probably will take some time. So again, you're going through life for a long period of time, feeling like I have this big goal and I haven't accomplished it yet. This means that you need to be celebrating your wins all the time. It means that you need to be looking for wins proactively every single day, every single week. It can look like every single Friday, you're sitting down and looking back at your week to see what have I accomplished. And again, it's not just the interviews and the offers that you're looking at. You're looking for, listen, I took 30 minutes to work on my resume this week. That's a step forward. I've reached out to a couple of people in my existing network. That's a step forward. That's more than you have done the week before. I have started practicing some of my interview answers for 45 minutes yesterday. Again, that's a step forward that is taking you to your big goal. Okay. So this is a very important habit that you need to build so that every day you feel good. You wake up excited, not just when you thought of that big goal and you set that big goal and you were motivated in the beginning, but you're continuing on and staying motivated as you go. I tell my students every single Friday to write down your wins. Again, sometimes you really have to look for them and you have to look hard. And sometimes a win can be, listen, I just took this week off because I needed to rest and recover so that I'm able to start job search with renewed energy next week. That can be a win too. So that's an action item for you, is to look back at this past week and find your job searching wins. And listen, even if you're just here listening to this podcast, that can already be a win. And finally, step number 5 is to find a support system. The goal here is to not feel like you're alone. And maybe it's a friend that you have who is also job searching. I actually did that myself a while ago, maybe 8 years ago. I moved from Vancouver to Toronto and I quit my job in Vancouver. So I was job searching, and a good friend of mine also lived here and was also job searching, also quit his job. So we would meet at coffee shops every couple of days and talk through what we're working on, what is working, what's not working, what progress we've made. Sometimes we would just vent to each other. And I still think back to that time and that experience, and it really helped me. It can also look like joining a program. Something that I hear a lot from my students is that when they start to lose that momentum, that motivation, they love to join our group coaching session that we have every single week. Even if they don't have a question, even if they're not looking for any specific feedback, but it's just to be in that environment, to hear that, oh, other people are making progress. So it is possible for me. In fact, one of my students joined us in coaching yesterday for the first time in a while. And this is the message that she sent me after. Just wanted to let you know, I have woken up in the best mood ever in a while. Now, thanks to you and your office hour session yesterday, I feel so motivated and positive to continue and keep up with it. Thanks, Anna. I'm very tempted to take a flight to Toronto to come see you after I get this dream job. So find a friend, or if you realize I need more support and not just the tools and the strategies to actually get the job, but also to learn how to feel good as you are job searching, how to continue to stay motivated, I actually encourage you to book a free call with my team where we'll talk about what your career goal is right now, where you're getting stuck, and how we can help you get there. If you want to go to that next level in your career and you want the support and the community and the tools and the strategies, make sure to book a call with us. I'll add a link in the show notes. Here you have it, my friend. We have talked about 5 steps to rediscover motivation to job search. I will see you very soon in the next episode. If you found this episode helpful, I would be grateful if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It really does help me put out more free resources just like this to support you on your journey. And if you aren't already following me on social media, you can find even more content to help you build your dream career. Follow me on LinkedIn, Instagram, and TikTok at The Career Diet, or head to my website, thecareerdiet.com. I am thrilled to have you here with me, and I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode.